Proclamation number 5070 of 23rd of February, 1951. Peace of soul. Presence of God. And you'll all find peace, the peace of the soul, which the world is not able to give. You, who are mine, if you intimately unite yourselves with me, who have the will to serve me and be efficient laborers for me in my vineyard. This peace will suddenly come over you and you will be inspired by a profound faith, by a faith which will no longer let my presence appear unreal to you but which is so deeply anchored in you that you will always be able to communicate with me and will never be abandoned by me. Then the world will no longer disturb you, and my word, which you may constantly receive, will be your substitute for everything that is earthly denied to you. My spirit flows into you without interruption, and the body, too, now subordinates itself to the strength of the spirit. It no longer desires anything and leaves everything to me when and how I think of it. Then you will have found the peace of your soul which no longer knows its own will but only to fulfill mine, and which therefore is also continuously active and works with love. What still comes upon you before should not frighten you. The spirits of anger and wrath must be driven out of every heart which longs for peace of mind. A purely spiritual act must take place which often can only be accomplished by great excitement but which is of greatest blessing for the soul. And so that you will then prove yourselves I am always ready to help, which will send you strength and grace from above and show you that I am always present to you and that you are never abandoned. There is nothing I cannot remedy, and there is no adversity which is so great that I would not be master of it. Therefore every earthly worry is superfluous, yet spiritually you should always be concerned and do what I ask of you. Let my word be your guarantee that you belong to my own, for whom I always take care. And therefore believe and do not fear whatever may come upon you. I know about everything and also know why it comes upon you. And nothing happens without my permission. But I can also avert suffering from you and also want to do it so that you believe and always come closer to me. So that you obviously feel me and become aware of my constant presence and remain so when the adversity comes upon you which precedes the last end. But then you should work for me and my kingdom and therefore stand in profound unshakable faith yourselves, which then will also always be accompanied by profound peace of soul. Amen.